The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I love this story. I've got some really important, serious stories. I don't know. I love this story. I got to share it with you. If you need a laugh for the day, I'll get to that in just a moment. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 4 o'clock hour. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. There is another phone number, however, that I want you to be very familiar with today. It's 800 Yes Word, 800-937-9673. We are just on the doorstep of $10,000 providing Bibles for the persecuted church through the Bible League. And Dawn in Fairfield, Ohio has begun the move today. Don, I hope you're listening. Don is in Fairfield. Don just called 800 Yes Word. He is number one today. He has started it. 800 Yes Word, 800-937-9673. Don, God bless you. We are now exactly $600 away from $10,000. Could we get six people to pledge $100? Could we do that? Six people to pledge $100 right now at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Six people, $100, we would be at $10,000. Now, again, I don't want to mislead you in any way. The goal was six. We surpassed that the first day. But it's not about reaching the goal. It's about getting as many Bibles into the hands of the persecuted church as we can. So let me give you the number again. I've got the call center up. Don is the first person today from Fairfield. Don, God bless you. All right, who'll be next? $600 away from $10,000. 800, yes word, 800-937-9673. I love this story. Nassau County in New York, more specifically, Hicksville. I'm not making this up. This is the name of the town, Hicksville. A young man, 25 years old, Valeri Portlock, P-O-R-T-L-O-C-K, decides he wants to impersonate a police officer. So he has a black Nissan Sentra. He installs a siren, and he installs emergency lights that look just like an unmarked police car. You know, the lights in the bumper and the grill and all of that stuff. So, 25-year-old Valeri Portlock goes out looking for somebody to pull over. He's got a badge. He's got it all figured out. So he's driving down the road, and he sees a big van. He's, that's a great target. So he turns on his lights, hits the siren, and pulls the van over, which was filled with Nassau County detectives. He pulls over a van filled with police detectives. Well, he walks up to the van window, flashes a badge. The driver flashes a badge and points in the back and says, "Excuse me, you're under arrest. We are all police officers." He runs back to his car, jumps in, swerves into oncoming traffic, refuses to stop. The only reason I'm laughing is because no one was hurt. No one was injured. He goes the wrong way, refuses to stop. A long chase continues. He's in his black Nissan. The detective... I can just imagine the conversation in the back of the van because they're in a high-speed chase. "Hey, what are you doing? You're going to kill us." Well, anyway. Or maybe they're all encouraging the guy who's driving. I don't know. But anyway, highway patrol officers were notified. Oh, okay. The police van lost him. They didn't pull him over, but they radioed ahead. Highway patrol officers were notified. They spotted him initiating a traffic stop, and Mr. Porlock was placed under arrest without incident. He is charged with first-degree criminal impersonation, second-degree reckless endangerment, unlawful fleeing from a police officer, along with multiple VTL violations. VTL? I'm not sure what VTL is. VTL? I don't know. Multiple VTL violations. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why, but I cracked up when I read that story. Talk about a oops. All right, let me refresh my browser here and see if we got any more phone calls for the Bible League. Again, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this. Nope. Don in Fairfield is still our first caller and our only caller. We're $600 away from $10,000. $600. That's it. We'll be at $10,000. 800 yes word. I know we can make that today. 800 yes word. 800-937-9673. I appreciate the American Family Association, the AFA, and the work that Tim Wildman has been doing for such a long time. Well, they are calling for Americans to pray daily for Donald Trump. Now, folks, this should be something every one of us can agree on. I hate Donald Trump. Okay. All right, I get that. But you need to be praying for him. You need to be praying for him. Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association, says, like many patriotic Americans, leaders at American Family Association are saddened by the chaos, anger, and division in Washington, as well as outraged by the secular left's unending assaults against the founding principles of the republic. This is a critical time for America. We need to pray for God to intervene. We need to ask the Lord to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide our nation and our president. I believe the only hope for him and this nation is God. Now, that's about the most nonpartisan call to prayer that I've heard in a long time. Listen to this again. I believe the only hope for him, speaking of the president, I believe the only hope for him and this nation is God. We know that God hears and answers prayers. He can soften hearts, change minds. He is all-powerful. He rules over the affairs of nations. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, 1 Timothy 2:2-3. To this end, AFA is asking patriotic and godly citizens, The AFA is asking patriotic and godly citizens to join the pro-family organization to pray daily for America and President Donald Trump. I can wholeheartedly get behind that move. Love him, hate him, or something in between. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you should be praying daily for our president. I hope you will. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will return with more Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, we will title this segment, Who Really Are the Bigots? Yeah, who really are the bigots? We hear all the time, you conservative Bible-believing Christians are a bunch of hate-mongering bigots. Really? Yeah, who really are the bigots? I realize many of you love Chick-fil-A. I do as well. And to be honest, it's been too long since I've had a Chick-fil-A. Need to go sometime soon. Well, the people of Great Britain have been asking for Chick-fil-A. And so Chick-fil-A decided to expand to Great Britain. So they opened about 3 weeks ago, a Chick-fil-A inside a mall in trying to see the city. It doesn't make any difference. Anyway, the mall is owned by Oracle Management, and they had welcomed Chick-fil-A into the mall. And Chick-fil-A had signed a six-month lease. And I thought, really? 6 months? That is typical. Any new outlet within the mall wants to make sure that it's going to be a fit and so forth, so they insist on a six-month lease. Well, less than 2 weeks after Chick-fil-A opened in the mall in Great Britain, UK Pride. Yeah, a radical LGBTQ organization. They call themselves UK Pride. Began protesting. They began demonstrating. They began passing petitions. They began threatening. Yeah. They began harassing people just going into the mall. Don't go into this mall. There's a Chick-fil-A in there. And they are hate-mongering bigots, Chick-fil-A. They started rumors about the mall and the management of the mall. And as a result, after 2 weeks, Oracle Management, the managers of the mall, said, you know what? This is just causing too much controversy. You have signed a six-month lease, but when these 6 months are up, you're out of here. The first, one and only Chick-fil-A in Great Britain has been driven out because of hate-mongering bigots. In an official statement from UK Pride, they said, we don't want you in our country because we don't agree. Listen to this. We don't want you in our country because we don't agree with the policies and procedures that you have in place as an organization. You are not welcome in the UK. Are you kidding me? We don't agree with the policies and procedures that you have in place? and said, we don't want you here. We're going to kick you out of our country because we don't agree with you. Remember the three A's, folks, that you and I go over all the time. Acceptance, advocacy, and class. Say it out loud. What is the third A? Annihilation. If you don't agree with us, it's not just that you accept us. It's not just that you advocate for us. You have to agree with us. And if you do not agree with us, we will destroy you. Yeah, this is the UK Pride Network. Now, what is there to be proud about when you are bigoted and hateful? In a tweet, the UK Pride Network said, the whole UK Pride Organizers Network have a clear message to Chick-fil-A, and that is, you are not welcome anywhere in the UK, and we will stand up like we did today, quite rightly telling you to blank off if we ever see you again. And I'm looking at pictures of the protesters in front of the Chick-fil-A in the mall. That's sad. Isn't it the liberal left that's always talking about tolerance and inclusion? Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, Chick-fil-A will be in the mall for 6 months because they have a lease. But the and think about the cowardice of the management of this mall in Great Britain. Absolute, total cowardice. So after 6 months, all the money that Chick-fil-A has spent, obviously, to outfit the store and so forth, the one and only Chick-fil-A in Great Britain will be kicked out. Now, there's nothing indicating whether they're going to try in another location in Great Britain. We don't know. But by the way, in light of that story, here is a story from another reputable news source today. Chick-fil-A sales continue to climb despite LGBT boycott. Now number 3 restaurant in the U.S. So all of the boycotting, etc., in the United States has backfired and Chick-fil-A continues to prosper. That is not the case, at least yet, in Great Britain. Hey, we're going into a break. I'm going to pull up the call center. Folks, we are $600 away from the $10,000 plateau for Bibles for the persecuted church through Bible League. So close. We can see $10,000. Will you help us get there to at least $10,000? 800 yes word is the number. During the breaks is an excellent time to call. Let's hit that $10,000 mark quickly, all right? We're only $600 away. Six people, $100, $12, $50. Maybe somebody could pledge $500 or even the $600. 800-YES-WORD is the number, 800-937-9673. Why don't you call that number right now? 800-YES-WORD.